From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's state news agency says the country will further develop its self-defense nuclear weapons capability in both quality and quantity. The announcement comes following the third day on Sunday of a rare Workers' Party Congress in Pyongyang. RAND Corporation Korea analyst Bruce Bennett tells VOA there has been no reason for the North to have such weapons since the end of the Korean War.
From a North Korean perspective, you've got to ask, did they need nuclear weapons to deter U.S. attacks from 1953 through the current period of time? And the answer is they never needed nuclear weapons to deter U.S. attacks. We just weren't inclined to attack them. We didn't see that there was any real utility to it.
Bennett says North Korea's real intention has to be to possess an offensive weapon system. On Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. Kim also reportedly said he is prepared to normalize relations with hostile nations and called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust and potential misunderstandings. North Korean leader also outlined a 5-year plan to boost the country's economic growth. Djibouti's President Ismail Omar Guelleh has been sworn in for a 4th term in office. That happened Sunday in a ceremony attended by several regional heads of state and dignitaries. He defeated 3 other candidates in elections held on April the 8th. Opposition groups had complained of curbs of freedom and assembly before the vote, while rights groups have denounced political repression and crackdowns on basic freedoms. This is VOA News.